than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Ravens Nation. What's going on? Welcome to The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. It is the beginning of June. Usually this is a time where we don't really have a lot to say. There's not a lot going on in Ravens world. And honestly, guys, you know I love podcasting. It's a passion of Josh's and mine, and we absolutely love doing it. But this show, I hate doing this show. I don't want to do this podcast because we are in the middle of OTAs, and if we're doing a show, that means something went wrong, something didn't go according to plan, and there are a couple injuries that we have to talk about. Joining me, as always, to talk about those injuries, Josh, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, man. Just getting through Memorial Day holiday and enjoying the first week in June here, and you're right. Hate to be doing a show like this because we're definitely not reporting how great the team is looking, but we're a month or so away from it really ramping up here because, I mean, mid-July, training camp's going to start starting. So we got a month and a half away, guys. 2 months from now, we're going to be playing preseason football. Just think about that. We're less than 100 days away from the actual kickoff game. So football's upon us, but you're right. OTAs and for the news, this is the kind of stuff where it's like, you kind of wish that it was backwards. OTAs, then the draft. Because then you kind of know if someone were to get hurt, oh, let's draft some people. Because, and obviously Ravens Nation already knows the news, so we'll get right into it. But this is why people are already texting me, this is why the Ravens should have drafted O.J. Howard. Well, how are we supposed to be fortune tellers to know that Pittle was going to get hurt? Or, I mean, but granted, this is why we got cornerbacks, because Tavon got hurt. So just break that down a little bit, man. I mean, what is your take on the assessment of the team, man? Because this is dire, man. I don't know what else to do. This is dire.
Yeah, so let's just start off talking about the news that happened today. Dennis Pitta once again re-injuring his right hip in practice. That really sucks. This was a couple years ago. Dennis injured his hip. Everyone said he'll never come back. He'll never come back. And he came back. And he came back for a few games. And he went down in Cleveland. And he broke his other hip. And then it was, he's going to retire. He's going to retire. He's going to retire. He can't come back. He can't come back. And then he comes back again. And then he plays all 16 games last year. Just amazing. He was the best tight end on the field, obviously, last year. Him and Joe Flacco have a great relationship on and off the field. So as a person, and kind of getting away from the team a little bit, you hate to see this happen because obviously this guy wants to play. This guy wants to be here. He took less money redoing his contract earlier this summer. So you hate to see a guy go down like that. Team-wise, you know, it's always the Ravens' mantra, the next man up. And luckily the Ravens are stacked at tight end. But, man, I have to assume a third hip injury, that has to be the end of Dennis Pitta's career.
Bro, it's so unfortunate, man. Just think about how great he could actually be if he didn't have these injuries, man. Luckily, he played well enough to lead us in the Super Bowl run here. And, you know, he caught the second touchdown of the three in the first half. It's just, man, I want to say a waste. You know, I want to stay away from that. But because you can't unforesee these injuries. These freak accidents happen, man. And you got to feel for the guy. You know, not one, not two, but three hip injuries, and can ruin him for the rest of his life. And he's got to be careful. You know, the Ravens are getting a diagnosis. Dennis Pitta is going to go under go surgery, obviously. It's going to be probably a threat of career ending. It's not life-threatening in a way as he can't walk ever again. But as far as full-tack contact football, man, dude, it just sucks because we had our tight end, man. that was Joe Flacco's security blanket. You're right. Joe Flacco, Dennis Pitta, best buds till the end. This won't change that, obviously, on the friendship front for them. But as far as a football and a personal aspect, this really hurts the team, man. I mean, he was the leading, basically leading receiver. That big target down the middle, it's hard to replace a Pitta, and again, he's irreplaceable with that. You're right, we are stacked at tight end, but we're not going to make excuses there because they got to step up. You know, I'm interested to see if we what Ben Watson do, if we even keep him this year. I think he's still signed as far as the Ravens are concerned. He comes back under the injury. We got Nick Boyle. We got Crockett Gilmore. And we got Max Williams. It's going to be tough.
And don't forget Darren Waller as well. He transitioned last year.
It's kind of like that hybrid. He's that wide receiver and tight end, so he can play both. So that's good.
Yeah.
Good news for the Ravens. But right now, man, it's just – and when I heard that, I was like, you got to be kidding me. I heard Young, I got over it in a little bit. I was like, okay, I can get over that. But it was funny. This morning, I just talked to a coworker of mine. I was like, look, let's just keep it at one injury. Let's just get through clean. And then just all hell broke loose with this news. And I'm like, no way. I was like, this is not a good start for the Ravens, especially when they want to get back to playoffs. And it's not even preseason yet and training camp yet, and they're already dropping.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the story for the Ravens the last couple of years, is just how many injuries this team has gone through. But, man, Dennis Pitta, you definitely feel for the guy. Of course, he's going to be the one who decides whether or not he'll play again. It's his decision. I have to assume his wife is going to say don't go back out on the field. I would think the doctors last time would have said don't go back on the field. But you know, it is what it is, and you know, best of luck to Dennis Pitta. We'll see what happens down the road. Right now, I mean, it's still early. We don't know if the season's in jeopardy, if it's a couple games, if it's his career. It's still very much up in the air. But man, do you hate to see that happen? I mean, for a third time, that is absolutely terrible. But of the tight ends that you have mentioned, and you know, Darren Waller we'll throw in there because it looks like he's going to be a tight end this year, do you see somebody stepping up and being that main guy that Joe always goes after, or do you see the Ravens maybe going out on free agency and picking up, you know, somebody who's still out there?
No, I see Crockett Gilmore stepping up in a big way. It's good. I think Nick Boyle can get his act together. I think he'll step up, and I think Ben Watson, if he can contribute, I think he'll definitely step up. So I think we have the right personnel in place too. I'll do that again, in stating that the fact that Dennis Pitta is not replaceable, he's certainly not. It's Dennis Pitta. He's just one of the all-time greats as far as Ravens are concerned. But you can't replace his talent and his know-how on the field. But what you can do is put somebody, a quality tight end, in there. But Jeff, we need it. And we got to rely on these receivers. We already heard it. Campanera's banged up with a sprained toe. And then it's just one of these things where it gets magnified. So with every little injury, with every little nuance that goes on, it's going to be magnified. Or the receiver's got to pick up the slack. Or all these tight ends aren't doing the good job. So it's going to show. The proof's going to be out there very quickly. And I don't know if there's any tight ends out there the Ravens could pick up in free agency. I have to see the wire there. But I think we should go with what we have. And like you said, you hate to say it, but this team's always been about it. Next man up, brother.
Yeah, and Campanera, I mean, I just am going to assume that guy is always injured.
Yes, man.
He's constantly injured, and I don't know. A lot of people are saying maybe you count on him to be a wide receiver, but I don't think you can count on him to stay
healthy. Not at all.
I mean, the guy can be a great football player, but he's constantly injured. So let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Let's talk about Tavon Young. He's out with, what is it, a torn ACL?
Torn ACL. Yeah, man, and it could be season-ending because of the fact that it's already June. That's a 6 to 8 month injury. So we're looking at 6 months is December, so or November, December days. So I say if we make a elite run, December run, playoff run, he could be back in time for January. That's early. I haven't even heard from the Ravens yet. That's my speculation from what I know about the injury and what I've seen players do. But that's with surgery, rehab, getting back up the field shape and speed, and getting in the weight room. So Webb, had the similar injuries, not these same injuries. And it took him forever, and then he hurt the other one. So, I mean, especially when a corner, it's going to be detrimental to his play. Hate to see it, man, because this kid had some promising talent. I was really looking forward to seeing him play. One of my favorites from last year. It sucks, man, because the Harbaugh always says you can never have too many DBs. But I'm happy we signed Brandon Carr. You know, we drafted a few in the draft, and that's why everybody's like, well, why did we go defense? Well, obviously, we could have had O.J. Howard, and in hindsight's 2020. That's why I joked, too bad the OTAs aren't before the draft. And then if everybody gets hurt, okay, then we draft accordingly. But no one foresees that young and Pitta going down. But just it's unfortunate for the young man, man. I mean, you know, Pitta is definitely a crazy and a horrible situation of that. But then you got Tavon Young, but he can recover from this. You know, Pitta is at the juncture where he's more than likely going to retire 99%. And let Tavon Young get through this injury, come back stronger than ever. He'll be back next year if it's not later this year. But we'll see what the Ravens come out for with the diagnosis on if it's season ending. But it's, I would say at this point it very much is.
Yeah, Tavon Young had such a great rookie season last year. He was a guy who made mistakes, owned up to them, changed his game up, and was able to come out and look fantastic almost in every single game. I think the Giants game is the one he kind of got played a little bit. But Tavon Young, I was excited to see what he was going to bring to the table this year, so I'm very bummed that he won't be out there. It's definitely going to hurt the team a little bit because I thought he was great. I thought he was going to be like the guy. You know, he's got all these people around him to mentor him. So that really sucks to see him go out like that. But hopefully, you know, we see him in November, December, maybe January. But who knows what'll happen. But you feel for the guy again, and it sucks. I mean, injuries happen. And like you said, this is why you draft the way they draft. And it's good to be deep like this because injuries do happen. We know what's going on in the NFL. Ozzy knows it, and they all know it. That's why you prepare like this. You get the next man up mentality. You got to have that next man up to do it.
Absolutely, man, and that's what the NFL is about. You know, it's about when you seize the opportunity, and you hate to see people lose jobs, but this is what happens. This is how Ray Lewis got his career start in college, and this is how Tom Brady came to fruition, and unfortunately, this is how Ben Roethlisberger got his stardom, his injuries. You know, these guys go down before him, they get called upon, and here they go. And it happened to Joe. If you recall, Joe Flacco, you know, wasn't it, I think, if the rule, I don't know if it was Kyle Bowler hurt and Troy Smith went down with something. I don't know what happened there, but one of the two got hurt. Uh-huh. The other one was, like, sick or something. And then Flacco got thrust in the starting role, and that's all she wrote. So, I mean, these freak things happen. You know, you never want to, yeah, and so I'm not sitting here, guys, and Brandon, I'm not sitting here saying, you know, yeah, well, let's wish guys get hurt so we can see somebody else play. I mean, How many years did Aaron Rodgers sit under Brett Favre until Brett Favre finally called it quits with Green Bay? He sat there 4 or 5 years, and he's awesome. I mean, it just happens. It's when these guys get their opportunity, they do. But these freak things happen. You can't draft for it. You can't plan for it because they happen. And OTAs are not, I wouldn't say mandatory, but it's good to see these guys out there and all the veterans. But you don't want a Joe Flacco to get hurt. You don't want a Mike Wallace to get hurt. I mean, everybody's like, why did he get hurt? Well, they got to practice. They can't just show up when you know, the first game in September against Cincinnati without practice and going, okay, let's go. They would look rusty, man, and rusty as anything. And they got to get the reps in. You got to get practice. I mean, these things happen. It's football. It's sports. You know, you can. I mean, a friend of mine towards ACL fielding a ground ball in softball because his body went one way and his knee wanted to go the other. It happens. I know somebody that fell down stairs and twisted their knee all around because they landed wrong and they tried to stop themselves. I mean, freak things happen to people, whether it's in the home, outside the game, or you're playing sports. And you can't forego that, but then you just got to – You huff and puff, and then you go, let's hope he's okay. Let's hope we get out there, and let's hope we have the personnel to put back in place. Just like replenishing the troops, man. One goes down, put another one in there, plug and play. But you just can't replace talent and know-how on the field, and it's going to be missed for the Ravens. These two guys are been battle-tested, and they're going to be missed this year in 2016. And Pitta could be missed as a Raven. You know, we could have seen his last year as a Raven on the field. And great memories if that's the case. I hate to see 88 go out. But you can remember a lot of the great games. The catch in the snow game is one of mine. Me and you were there for the Vikings game who can, for, you know, the infamous touchdown in the Super Bowl, that's famous. He's famous for. He's had some good plays as a Raven. He's had some great games, and I hate to see it happen to a guy like that, or anybody for that matter, but Pitt, a man. But in an inside joke, at least he has a lot of downtime to watch The Bachelorette, right? I had to plug that in there. And I don't know if you saw the tidbit on that, but apparently Flacco, Tucker, Nick Boyle, Pitta, they got a secret, man. They love their Bachelorette.
Yeah, did you see that Tucker? Yeah, Tucker got a little mad at ESPN because they listed, you know, Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta, host quarterback Joe Flacco, kicker Justin Tucker, and friend Morgan Cox. Friend, he's a Raven. He's a Pro Bowler. What are you thinking, ESPN?
Morgan's a part of that too. I know Nick Boyle was in there. But it's just funny that I saw that segment and I just cracked up. I mean, it's funny how it's like we all have our secret shows and no one wants to know about. But I'm like, it's funny. It's like I'm not gonna start watching. Everybody's joking. I'm like, you're gonna start watching it now because the Ravens watching. You know you're going to. I'm like, bro, I'm not going that far. But I think it's just kind of funny how it's like they're publicly known to do it. They made a video of it and they can care less, which is great. And they have fun with it, which is just awesome.
Let me ask you, is there a show that you're like a little embarrassed about watching? Do you have a guilty pleasure that, like, you know, you wouldn't tell everybody about?
I got a few. I think you do too.
I will fully admit I was really sad when Girl Meets World went off. I watched every Girl Meets World episode there was.
I did too, man. It's also Boy Meets World fanatic, man. I love that show. I still watch the reruns when I can on Hulu or anything. But yeah, I've got my shoe fetishes, as you say, where it's like, shh, don't tell anybody. But I've been known to watch a few Grey's Anatomy episodes. You can put that out there.
All right. That's fine.
It's fair. It's the ER of our generation. Let's just be fair to that. Uh-huh. I mean, let's just go there.
All right.
But I'm not the religious every week. Ooh, did you see that? I mean, I'm more about that with other shows like Ballers, Gotham, you know, Blind Spot, Hell's Kitchen. All that I'm saying, I'm like, ooh, into it. Bar Rescue's a fan, but you know, I get my show Guilty Pleasures on every now and then. We all do.
All right. So I guess that's pretty much it for this show. Josh, did we cover everything?
Quote the Raven, nevermore.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you got to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, very cool. Go over to Facebook. Like us over there, facebook.com/thecallpodcast, which, by the way, guys, this is our second take doing the show. We tried to use Facebook Messenger for the audio, and, man, that thing is not set up for recording. That is don't use that if you're a podcaster out there. All right, guys, we do the show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write an iTunes review. Also, let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to The Call, and you should too. So that's pretty much it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Thank you very much, Brandon, and I hope all is well with you. Thank you so much for another great show. And I will say this. I don't know. I didn't get to mention it, but tomorrow, as we're recording this on a Friday evening, obviously, tomorrow I'm going to get a chance to meet one of the Ravens rookies tomorrow. I don't know if I told you that.
Oh, yeah? Who are you meeting?
Tim Williams.
Oh, nice.
Hey, he's doing a signing out in Westminster, so I'm going to be traveling out to Westminster for signing. So I'm still waiting on a Tyus Bowser, but as that's one I'm after, and maybe even Marlon Humphrey, but I'm definitely excited to meet Tim Williams, Alabama fame. It's going to be great, man. I mean, the signing was very cheap, and I can't wait to get out there and meet a new Raven. Who knows? You know, it could be a Pro Bowler one day, see what he's got. But it's going to get a chance to see a new Raven in June and already be after Ravens football. So it's going to be great. Great to see him. Hopefully, in being a rookie and you get a lot of great access to these guys, you know, I hope to get a good word in with him, man. And now definitely going to be spreading the word.
Yeah, tell him he's always free to come onto this show and talk to the fans.
Oh, I'm definitely going to tell him. You know, get these rookies in while they're in and, you know, without these big endorsement deals and all that. Be like, hey, come on the call if you want. And I'm going to spread the word out there, see if I can get a chance to talk to him. And it's going to be great, guys. But aside from that, obviously the somber mood around here is, you know, not one but two Ravens go down in two consecutive days. And it's just what gives, man. I mean, it's just, again, it's part of the game. We hate to say it. We hate to be cliche, but next man up in Ravens Nation. We're going to be okay, man. We live and die for this team. We bleed for them, and we bleed purple everywhere we go. And it's no different, man. These guys put their heart and soul in it, and we feel for these guys, man. And we wish them a very speedy recovery, whatever Pitta's situation. If he ends up retiring, you know, want him to risk further injury to himself. Tavon Young will be back stronger than ever, we know. Wish you guys well, prayers, speedy recoveries, and rest up. And Ravens Nation has your back 110%. With that being said, guys, the summer is upon us, but that means we get through the summer and we're right on the cusp of training camp and preseason football. We're less than 3 months away from all that happening. Guys, stick with us through the summer. As Raven News breaks, stay tuned. The Call Facebook page, always posting stories, pictures, comments, thoughts. Stay tuned to that. Always stay tuned to me and Brandon's Twitter accounts. Always tweeting out. And with that being said, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.